USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump deploying federal agents to more American cities to combat violence that he says is getting out of control.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children.
The president citing deadly violence, particularly in Chicago, and arguing that he has no choice but to get the feds involved. He called it a rampage of violence, ordering a federal law enforcement surge to the Windy City in particular. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler joining crowds last night in that Oregon city where protests for racial and social justice have been going for over 50 days straight. Wheeler, who is also the city's police commissioner, was at times confronted and booed by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall.
TheMAGAMall.com.
The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
More than 17,000 Southwest Airlines employees have signed up for buyouts or for extended leave as a result of the pandemic. About a third of the Texas-based carrier's flight attendants choosing the extended leave in the effort to prevent layoffs. The pandemic has hit the air travel industry very hard. American Airlines announcing a few days ago that 20,000 workers will probably be furloughed in October when federal funding through the CARES Act expires. U.S. senators still struggling to come up with a new coronavirus stimulus bill that could muster bipartisan support. Speaking on the Senate floor, Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
"Our Republican colleagues have been so divided that they have to struggle to draft even a partisan proposal within their own conference."
A new report claims the U.S. is recording more than 2,600 new coronavirus cases every hour. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
"But we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out."
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a source saying that the situation is that the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West. Apparently a recent Twitter rampage by Kanye. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.